Today's shir is Masechta Erev and Daf Yud Ches. We will begin Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach on Daf Yud Zayin or Be'ez at the bottom of the Amud, the new Mishnah. We start the new Perek. We've discussed previously that when Klal Yisrael were in Eretz Yisrael and they needed to go Oil Regal, they needed to go up to Yerushalayim, they needed to have the ability to feed their animals. And on the way, on the road, going to Yerushalayim, there were pits, water pits. But the dimensions of those water pits were 10 tefachim deep by 4 tefachim wide. And therefore, they're considered a Rishus HaYochid. And now, the area outside of those pits were Carmelis or Rishus HaRabim. And Chazal had to come up with a solution how they should be able, as they encamped on the road, be able to continue feeding their animals the water from the pit. It shouldn't be a violation of carrying from Rishus HaYochid to Rishus Rabim, carrying from Rishus HaYochid to a Carmelis. So Chazal came up with a solution called Pasei Baros. Pasei Baros means that they took boards, right angle boards, at each one of these corners, and we're going to discuss the dimension of the boards. We're going to discuss the area that may be between the boards. And by putting up these four corners around the area that they wanted to enclose, it became a Rishus HaYochid. And therefore, the entire area is Rishus HaYochid. And you could carry from the pit to outside the pit. It's carrying from Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaYochid. Of course, this was a special heter, as we said, that was granted for people who are being oil regal. There's a machlokes rishonim, how far we could go with this heter. Some rishonim suggest that this heter was limited to people who were being oil regal in Eretz Yisrael. So it's not for every mitzvah. It's only for the mitzvah of lila regal. And it's only in Eretz Yisrael where Chazal gave us this special dispensation. There are, however, other rishonim who suggest that this dispensation is said for any Dvar Mitzvah, and also not only in Eretz Yisrael, but even in Chutz Laretz. So says the Mishnah, Oysen Pasen Baros, we're allowed to put these Pasen, these boards, around the pits in the Rishus Rabim. It's in order for people to be able to carry from the pit to the animals outside of the pit. How do we construct them? Arbata Yumudim, four double pole, double boards, which look, because in each corner we have four, it looks like we have, near in Kishmina, looks like we have eight altogether. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, that is the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. However, Ramei Omer, Ramei's opinion is, Shmina Kishnei Masar. You have eight poles, but it's going to look like 12, because we have the Arbata Yumudim, the four double poles that we just mentioned, at each one of the corners, and he also requires arba pshutim, four standing poles between the corners as well. So Rashi explains that we made these arba diyumudim because that encompasses the entire area. What does that accomplish? So some explain that these walls, these are considered an enclosed area, and the open space between them are like a Pesach, are like a doorway, which we've discussed many times, that the doorway doesn't break a mechitza, a doorway doesn't break the partition. Others say that this is a special heter. What do I mean when I say this is a special heter? Because we've learned in our previous perek that there's a concern of porch merubah alayimit, that you're not allowed to have a partition where more of the partition is breached than built. And therefore here, why don't we have a prime parts merubah alayimit? The answer is, there's two ways of looking at it. The simple way of looking at it is that the din, that when you have parts merubah alayimit, it's only an issa d'rabbanan. The four corners create proper mechitzas around the walls, and it's only midrabbanan we have a concern of parts merubah alayimit. And because of the kula that Chazal wanted to be makel for Oyla Regolim, The halacha is, that's why it should be considered, that's why Chazal weren't concerned with parts merubah la'imut. So in other words, there's two ways of looking at it. One way of looking at it is that these openings are not more than a Pesach, and therefore since they're not more than a Pesach, I need not be concerned. The other way of looking at it is that it is indeed a problem because of parts merubah la'imut, but the reason we could be lenient is because the whole concern of parts merubah la'imut is only a concern midrabanan, and here Chazal decided to be lenient because of the oile regalim. So we learned that according to Ramei, Rabbi Huda, it's enough to have the four corners. According to Rameyer, you have to have four more in the middle. So Tysus asked the question, but these pshutim that you put in the middle, Rashi taught us, are only amma wide. So if they're only amma wide, you're going to have on both sides of the amma, of this pashut, more empty space than the width of this pashut. And we learned in our previous perek that there's a concern, also avir the high gisa, vas avir the high gisa mavatalei. And this is certainly a question, according to the Rajba, who is of the opinion that doesn't even require to be an amma wide, it's enough that if it's four tfachim wide. So why don't we have a concern of us avir the high gisa, or avir the high gisa umavatalei? Tysus asks that question. So Tysus says that the same way that we learned a moment ago, that we're lenient with the halacha parts merubah la'imid because of the oile regalim, so too will we be lenient with the halacha of asavir the haigisa and asavir the haigisa, and be lenient and not be concerned about it. It has to be, we said, govan, continues the Mishnah, each one has to be asar tfachim. It has to be 10 tfachim tall. The reason it has to be 10 tfachim tall is because, as the Rebbeinu Yonason explains, any mechitza which is not 10 tfachim tall is not considered a valid mechitza. For Rachvan, how wide is each one? Shisha, which is an amma, 6 tfachim. For Avyan, and the width of these boards aren't significant. Avyan afilu akashu. Obneim, how much room do we have between these corners? Kamale shtei revokos, the amount that you need for two groups of animals. Each group is shalosh shalosh bakar, of three animals at a time. That means three animals entering the area where you have the bar, and three animals exiting the area where you have the bar, which is a total, as the Gemara will teach us in the next shir, of 10 amis. And because we need to be concerned that the animals exiting and entering will be exiting and entering at the exact same moment, you have to have enough room for all six of these animals. Dere Remeya. That's the opinion of Remeya. Rabbi Yehuda's opinion, however, is Shal Arba Arba, of four animals at a time. And what's the machloikis between Rabbi Yehuda and Remeya? The question is, how many animals did they use at a time to work on a field? According to Remeya, they used three animals at a time. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, they used at least four animals at a time. Why? Because there's certain properties that the earth is tough. And since the earth is tough, you need more animals to plow it. Or sometimes the animals aren't strong enough. And because the animals aren't strong enough, Rabbi Yehuda says you need to have more animals. And that's why he says you have to have a total of four animals per group. Churis, when we speak about these animals, it's when they're tied together, v'leimataris, not when they're not tied together, so it takes less room. Achas nechnasis v'achas yoitzis, as we explained, one group of the animals entering and one group exiting. Says the Mishnah, mutar l'hakriv l'ber, you could get that close to the pit, you could make a very small enclosed area. Uvad sh'tei par roisha ruba b'fnim, you have to have enough room that an animal should be standing inside this enclosed area, shaisa, drinking from the pit, because if it doesn't even have that minimal amount, then we have no right to make such a enclosure. Because the whole purpose of making the enclosure, as we said from the beginning of a shear, is to give place for the animals to be able to drink. But if there's not going to be room for an animal even to get mostly in there and drink, then there's no heter to make this enclosure. Says the Mishnah, mutter lahachrik, you could extend the area that you're enclosing, kol shu, as much as you want, uvat shiyabah b'pasen. But again, as we're going to learn in tomorrow's shir, that there's a certain amount that has to be enclosed. So if you're going to enlarge the area that you are enclosing, you're going to have more pasen. You're going to have more boards. We're going to learn, what does that mean? Does it mean extending the corners, or does it mean that you have more freestanding boards in between the corners? Rabbi Yehuda Omer, it says the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda says that this heter that we can rely on pasen b'ros, says Rabbi Yehuda, they only said ad beis hasayim, only an area the size of a beis hasayim. But if it's larger than that area, then you don't have this heter. And the amount of a beis hasayim is the amount that you could plant 50 amma by 50 amma of grain. That's a saw. And a hasayim is double. Why do we get the number of beis hasayim? So Rabbeinu Yonason explains, because that was the size of the chatzar of a mishkan. So that's why that becomes the size of a chatzar. Anything larger than that is not considered a chatzar. Says the Ritva, that this shir that Yehuda said, a beis hasayim, is only if you only have one or two people using this enclosure. But if you have more people, you could use a larger area, according to Rabbi Yehuda. According to Rabbi Yehuda, every individual gets, if you have one or two people to get a beis hasayim, if you have three people or more, each person in that group gets a beis hasayim. The Goyen Yaakov, this is Greece, and he says that this rule that Rabbi Yehuda says in our Mishnah, that you only get a beis hasayim, is under all circumstances, no matter how many people you have using that enclosure. Amr loy, so they said to Rabbi Yehuda, loy amr beis hasayim, we don't agree with you. Because the halacha beis hasayim we said was only said for gina, for yard, karpif. It's a large area where they used to use to store outside, an open area where they used to store different items. Aval hamayu dir, let's say you have a place where animals are gathered together. Oy, sahar, one is outside the city, one is inside the city, where animals get together. Oy, muksa, a backyard. A chotzer, we discussed the chotzer many times in Amasechta. A chotzer is a place that's in front of your home, even though it's not really a full-fledged place of dwelling, but sometimes people do sleep there or use it for purposes where you sleep. The halacha is a filah beis chamishas kurin, even if it's so large that's a place of chamishas kurin, a filah beis asura kurin, or if it's a place they call 10 kurin, mutter, you could use this heter of enclosure. Mutter, says the Mishnah, mutter lahachik b'kol shehu, ovat shiyava pasen. The Mishnah concludes that you may extend the area of this enclosure as long as you have the proper amount of boards. And what the Rabbanan are saying to Rabbi Yehuda is that since this the purpose of enclosing this area is to use it for drinking, since it's used for drinking, that makes it into a makom dira. And what the Gemara is saying is that if it's not a makom dira, so then we indeed have these limitations that we've discussed are based on sign. But here, since we're dealing with an area which is meant for dwelling, when we're dealing with an area which is meant for dwelling, that's why we could be more lenient and make as large of an area as you want. So Rabbeinu Yonason asks, the last din that we just learned in our Mishnah, that we could keep on enlarging this enclosed area, is as long as we have the proper mechitzas, is already something that we learned earlier in the Mishnah. Why did the Mishnah need to repeat it? So says Rabbeinu Yonason, because the Mishnah wants to teach us that we paskin like Rav Meir, not like Rav Yehuda, that there's no limitations on the area that can be enclosed. And the way the Gemara, the Mishnah expresses it is by saying you can make it as large as you want. That is the halacha, as long as you have the proper enclosure. And that's why, and we're passing like Rav Meir, because this represents, as we had other times in Shas, wherever you have a machloikis. First, the Mishnah quotes a machloikis tanoim, v'achach stam, and then the Mishnah says the halacha without attribution. That's a raya that that's the halacha. So the Mishnah wanted to create a situation of machloikis v'achach stam, that the halacha kestam. And that's what the Mishnah wanted to teach us this reason. I did see that there are some, the Chochmas Menoyach actually takes out these words from the Mishnah. And the Chochmas Menoyach takes out these words from the Mishnah because the Chochmas Menoyach held that these are purely repetitive and there's no need to say it again in the Mishnah. Says the Gemara, Lema, Masnisin D'Loch Chananya. At first glance, it seems that our Mishnah doesn't agree with the opinion of Chananya. Before we start getting deeper into the Gemara Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach, there are two types of water pits. There's a bear, a well, and a bor. A bor is a pit. A pit, this obviously is where water gathers from the rain. And obviously when we speak about a pit versus a well, by a pit there's two considerations that you don't have by a well. Number one, a pit could dry up. You're relying on the rainwater. But if there's no rain, your pit will dry up. By a bear, a well that has a constant flow of water, we don't have that concern. The other difference between a bear and a bor is a bor water could get dirty. It's sitting there, it's stagnant, and therefore it could get dirty. A bear water doesn't get dirty because it's constantly flowing. So says our Gemara. Leim masnisid lo chananya. It seems that our Mishnah is not consistent with the opinion of Chananya. The Tanya, the Braisa teaches us, oisim pasin labor. We're allowed to make the pasin around the bor. V'chavolin l'sheyorim. We spoke in our end of the previous parak that you have a group stay on the road, no pit, no water. So if you want to make a simple rishus hayochid, we said you could put up either vertical or horizontal sticks, as long as you have the proper height. And there's three tefachim between them. So when you have three tefachim between them, we could apply the concept of loved, and then you can make that encampment. Even for a bor, you could only make these chavolin, avaloi pasim. So our Mishnah that says that you can make pasim seems to be not like Chananya. Says the Gemara, afilo teim Chananya. We can explain that our Mishnah follows the opinion of Chananya. Bor l'chud or ber l'chud, as we just explained. There's a difference between a bor and a ber. So indeed, by a bor, Chananya is going to teach us that since the bor has the deficiencies that we explained, so therefore, says Chananya, we don't allow you to rely on a pasin. And there you're going to have the chavolim, which were described at the end of the previous parak. Whereas, when you have a ber, which is a flowing well, there we could be lenient and allow to rely on pasim. Ikadamri, a different version of this discussion. Midalak Tani, since the Bryce doesn't say Chananya am oisa chavon lebor or pasim leber, that Chananya didn't say that by a bor you make chavolim, and by pasim by a ber you could even make pasim. Mechlal, it would seem the loy. The Chananya, according to Chananya, loishna bor veloishna ber. There should be no difference between a bor and a ber, and by both of them, chavolin in, only the approach of chavolin is acceptable, pasin loy. But pasin would not work. So if that's the case, that pasin never work, so then leim masnisin loy Chananya, our Mishnah cannot be consistent with the opinion of Chananya, to which the Gemara comments, I feel time of Chananya. Our Mishnah can be consistent with Chananya. The Tanakama said that even by bor, you could rely on pasim. Kama Hadalei tells us Chananya that no, I don't agree. Pass and eye hold will not work by a bar. But where they weren't discussing a bear. And by a bear, it's very possible that even Hananya will agree that passing would be effective. Continues the Gemara. Leim masnisin d'loy k'r b'kiva. Should we suggest that Amish doesn't follow the opinion of a kiva? The Tanan, echad ber harabim, or bar harabim, whether it's a bear of the public, or a bar of the public, ber hayochid, or the bear of a yochid, ois loy passin. Avla bar hayochid, if it has two deficiencies, if it's a bar and it's also of a yochid. So Rabbi Akiva differentiates between a yochid and a rabbin. Because by a yochid, we need to be concerned, Rashi explains, that the water, as we said, by a bar could dry up and nobody will notice. And they'll continue carrying, even they'll continue relying on this, even in a place where you have no right to rely on it. By a rabbin, even though it's a bar, but since many people use the bar, if it gets dried up, they're going to remind each other. V'il ha'chitani, our Mishnah seems to teach, so according to Rekiva, that by bear, pasin always work, and even by a bar, harabim, pasin work. And from our Mishnah, it says, libros, which indicates libros in, that pasin only work by a bear. Labirus, they never work. And Rekiva holds that they do work by a bar harabim, says the Gemara. I feel it, time Rekiva. Our Mishnah could follow the opinion of Rekiva. But if our Mishnah follows the opinion of Rekiva, why is our Mishnah limiting its discussion only to a bear? According to Rekiva, the Mishnah should have even spoken about a bar, answers the Gemara. Bear maim chayim, the psikalei. When we speak about bear maim chayim, that under all circumstances, as we just explained, Rabbi Kiva will hold that you can make passing for a bear. Loishno the rabbim, loishno the yochid, ktani. That's why our Mishnah wants to speak about something which is clear. Bar, mechunasim. But when we speak about bar, which is water that's gathered, the loy psikalei, which we just explained, there's a difference. If it's a yochid, we can't rely on passim. If it's a rabbim, we can rely on passim. That's why the Mishnah loy ktani, the Mishnah didn't want to mention it. The Tana and our Mishnah only wanted to speak about something which is clear cut. Something where you have to start making differentiations, the Mishnah didn't want to mention. Continues the Gemara. Leim masnisin, the loy k'Rabbi Yehuda ben Baba. It seems that our Mishnah is not consistent with the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda ben Baba. The Tanan, Rabbi Yehuda ben Baba, Omer, ain't oisim passin el a ber harabim bavad. The only time you can make passin is if it's a bear, and it has to be a bear harabim. So it has to have a lot of advantages. Number one, it has to be a bear, a well. And number two, it has to belong to the rabim that will remind us if something goes wrong. Vilu, if you look at our Mishnah, Biros, the Mishnah just said the word bear, loishno the rabbin, v'loishno the yachid. It doesn't mean make a difference if it's rabbin or yachid. Says the Gemara, afilo time Rabbi Yehuda ben Baba. Our Mishnah could follow the opinion of Yehuda ben Baba. My biros, what is the definition of biros, what's mentioned in the word Mishnah? Biros, the Alma. We speak about many beiros, but the common denominator of all of those beiros are that they are beiros the rabbin. Beiros the yachid will not necessarily be mutter. So we had many different opinions, and the Mishnah could be interpreted to be consistent with all of those different opinions. So we spoke about the Yemudim. Asked the Gemara, what are the Yemudim? It says the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Yirmiyah ben Lazar, Doyoy Amudim, double boards, like we said, that they look like an L, like a Resh, these double boards. Doyoy Lemenuda Shavach Zunis, Neskalka Bemida Shloisha Simen. Tanan Hossam. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, kol ashitim, all types of dates that you buy from Amoritz. So as we've discussed many times, when they bought produce from Amoritz, they would have to take off Trumas and Maisris, known as the Mai. Because the Amoratzim, we were concerned that did not take off proper Trumas and Maisris. But says the Gemara, when they buy these poor quality dates from the Amoratzim, they don't have to be concerned about the Mai. And the reason is because they're so inexpensive, so even the Amoritz doesn't really care, and he takes off the Trumas and Maisris, there's no big financial gain. Chutz min de Yufra, If the size of the dates, which are called the yufra, there, they're better quality, and there the concern that they didn't take off meiser comes back. My the yufra. So ask them, what is the definition of the yufra? Why they call the yufra? Amu ula, ilan oisu diyoi peres bishanin. It's a tree that makes twice a year fruit. It gives off fruit twice a year. So I saw the Reb Chaim Pelagi makes a very interesting observation. It says Reb Yehuda Chosid brings down in the Tzavo that if you have a tree that gives fruit twice a year, something abnormal, you should cut the fruit tree down immediately. And here, Al Gemara, says Reb Chaim Pelagi, says just the opposite. Al Gemara is saying that that makes it into a better quality. And that's why we have there's a concern of demai. So the Sefer Megadim Hakdoshim explains that this isn't really a question. He says, when did Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid say that a tree that gives produce twice a year should be cut down? That's by a tree that's not meant to give fruit twice a year. So if it gives fruit twice a year, there's an abnormality here, and that abnormality is something that we should not keep. On the other hand, when we have fruit, a tree that's the normal way, that it gives produce, it gives fruit twice a year, there's nothing abnormal about it, we certainly can hold on to it. So says the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Yirmiyah ben Aloza, Diyoy pretzufin panim hoylel Adam Arishin. Adam Arishin was created with two faces. Double face, shenemva och v'kedem tzartani. And as the Ben HaYoyada explains, not only was he created with two faces, but from top to bottom, there were two people. There was a front and a back. And that's the way Adam HaRishon was created, double person. Why was Adam HaRishon created that way? So the Ramban explains that Hashem recognized that ultimately we're going to have to get married, a husband and a wife. And in order for a husband and a wife to come to perfect unity, Hashem created them, diyoy pratzufim, created them connected. So even though they're ultimately separated, but because they have this natural connection, they could reunite as they get married. The Maral takes it a step further. He says, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu was trying to show with creating a person in that way, he was trying to show us the duality of a person. That a person has ruchnius and he has gashmius. That's what makes up a human being. And it's our job to be able to make the ruchnius and the gashmius live together. Says the Gemara. Ksiv, the Pasuk says, V'yivin Hashem alakim asatzela. When the Pasuk discusses how HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a Chava, the Pasuk says, V'yivin Hashem alakim asatzela. So we have a machloikus, ravishmul, charama, Partsuf, the extra face that was the person, that was HaKadosh Baruch Hu took that face, separated, so to speak, the person into two. V'char Amar Zonav, that a person was created with a tail, and that tail HaKadosh Baruch Hu made into the Chava. And in fact, the Gra says that everybody was created in the world with a Zonav. By all the other creatures in the world, that were created from the beginning, separately, Zochav and the Keva, they retained their Zonov. The person from whom HaKadosh Baruch Hu took off the Zonov, that's why human beings don't have a Zonov, because it was taken away from us and made into Tchava. So the question is, but the Torah, when it says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created Tchava, says, V'yikach achas mitzaloysov, one of his ribs. And why? How are we saying that Saloysov means the Zonov? So the Eitz Yosef explains that the word Zonov, we're accustomed to explaining that the word Zonov means a tail. He says it doesn't necessarily mean a tail. What it means is something extra. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the person with something extra, and that extra was used to create Chava. The Shas Tshuvas Shvus Yaakov, Echelik Aleph, Simon Dalid discusses the question of Siamese twins. And he wants to say that we can maybe suggest that Siamese twins are considered two separate people, Just like we see that Adam and Chava were created, according to the Mandama, that they were created as parts of. They were created together, and then they were separated. So we see that Adam and Chava created, are considered two separate entities. So too, the Siamese twins may be considered separate entities. Says the Rambam, Bishlam Mandama parts of. According to Mandama that says that they were created as two separate people, two separate entities just connected. That's how we could understand what the Pasuk says, Ocha v'kadim tzaratani. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created us, Ocha, there was a face in the front of us and the face in the back of us. Ela Mandama Zonov, according to Mandama, that the way he was created was a Zonov. How do we understand, ask the Gemara, my Ocha v'kadim tzaratani, how do we understand that Pasuk? Answers the Gemara, Kederav Ami, Domer of Ami, Ochla Masabrashis, that we were the last one created. The person was created Friday afternoon. The Kedon Lepronius, he got punished before by everybody else, as the Gemara is about to explain. Says the Gemara, Bishlama, Ochla Masabrashis, that the Gemara says that he was created last, the Loyevri had Malishapsa. We know the people, were human beings, weren't created, or they wasn't created until Friday. Ella, the Kedon Lepronius Mahi, where do we see that was punished first? Ilam Shem Klala, that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu cursed them after the Aveir of the Eitz Hadas, says the Gemara, hi, in that Pasuk, B'tchil in the Skal Nachash, first the snake was cursed, L'b'soif the Skal Chava, then Chava was cursed, and only at the end, L'b'soif the Skal Adam. Ella is speaking about L'mabel. The Ksiv, the Pasuk says, V'yimach has kol ha'yikum, ashal p'nei adama, mi'adam ad behema. And as the Mashah explains, the Pasuk says, V'yimach has kol ha'yikum, ashal p'nei adama. So everything was destroyed. Why does the Pasuk have to repeat, mi'adam ad behema? The reason the Torah repeats the words, mi'adam ad behema, is to teach us the order in which they were punished, Adam first and behema last. Says the Gemara, Bishlam Mandama Partsiv, Haina Duksiv Vayitzar. We understand the word Vayitzar, which has two Yudin, to teach us that the person was created dual, the man and the woman. Elamandam Zovanov, my Vayitzar. How do we understand the word Vayitzar? Answers the Gemara, Kerb Shimon Pazi, Darab Shimon Pazi, Oili Mi Yitzri. A person, if he wants to do what's right, Yitzri, his Yetzahara, tells him why you're doing what's right, Oile Meyotzri, and if he wants to do what's wrong, then the Yotzri, the one that created him, is the one that says, how are you going against what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants you to do? And as the Mashah explains, the Pasuk says, the word Vayitzer is spelled in the Pasuk, Vav and two Yods, which is a Lashon Rabbim. Lashon Rabbim means the Yetzer, Hara, and the Yotzer. And the way we read the Pasuk, says the Mashah, Vav Yud twice. Vav Yud is a wording of Vay. A person is crying out. And I saw the Sefer Chochma Mutzer explains. He says, a person, his whole life is, again, has this challenge. On one hand, he wants to succeed with Gashmius, and on the other hand, he wants to succeed with Ruchnius. And that's why the Torah tells us at the beginning of when a person is created, he should recognize that is your challenge to create, to get the right balance. Bishlam al-manda omar paratzuf, hayna diksiv, we understand when the Torah says, zocho nekeva borom. Elo, l'mandam zonov, according to mandam, the Chava was created from zonov, how do we understand the word zocho nekeva borom? Answers the Gemara l'Ravua. The Ravua Rabbi Ksiv Zochvin the Keva Borom, which means that they were created Loshen Rabim. They were created two, a male and a female. Ksiv Salam al Kim Bara Oysom. Says the Gemara Tila Olam Machshava L'Vroyso Shnayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu originally wanted to create human being from the beginning, separate a man and a woman. L'Psoif L'Niver Alachod. But at the end, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made them be one. So, as the Maral explains, it's no different than we know at the beginning of the Chumash, Rashi says, "B'tchila oylba machshav livers oylba midas adin." HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to create the world with midas adin. V'ra she'ein oylba miskayim. He saw that the world cannot exist that way. Shitif imay midas arachvim. Here too, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to create the male and the female separate. But he recognized, kaviyachol, that it would be very difficult for them to coexist. And because he recognized that it would be very difficult for them to coexist under those circumstances, that's why he made them together, as we explained, to that they should be together. And the Gra says a beautiful pshat. The Gra says, because by making them together, show that we should have the same goal. A husband and a wife should have the same goal and aspiration in life. And then each one should use their own talents and their own characteristics to achieve that mutual goal. Bishlam Landam Karatzuf says, the Marahayna Diksiv, V'yizga Basa Tachten. The place where there was a Patsuf, HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to close up. Elamandam Zonav Mai V'yizga Basa Tachtena. How do we understand that Pasuk? It says, the Marahayna Zvid V'yitem Rav Yimra, V'yitem Rav Nachm Yitzchul Le'nitzchul Al-Makam Chatach. So where I sort of mafarshim explain this Gemara is that the Ben Yoyada explains that normally if a piece is cut off, there would be a scar. HaKadosh Baruch Hu took Chava and created her by making that operation. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu made the operation in a way that there was no scar left. Bishlam L'man Dom Mezonov, Haina D'Ksiv, we understand what the Pasuk says, Vayiven, HaKadosh Baruch Hu took that piece of Zonov and built a woman out of it. Elman the Mitzar of Parzuf. So she was there. My Vayivan. How do we understand the word Vayivan? Answers the Gemara of Shimon Menasya. The Darash of Shimon Menasya. Vayivan Hashem Elokim as a Tzela. Melamed Shekil HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Chava. HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself, Kaviyachol, braided the hair of Chava. V'viya La'adam HaRishon. And he prepared her to be able to come to the wedding of with Adam HaRishon. She came to Karche Yam. Braiding a hair is called binyasai. Dav achar, v'yivin Hashem alakim, amrav chizda v'armali b'masnisatana, melame shabana HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'chava, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the figure of a woman, kibinyan shaloitzer, like a warehouse. Ma oitzer, ze, when somebody builds a warehouse, rochem amala v'kotzem amala, it's wide on the bottom and narrow on top. It shouldn't be too much. It should be able to hold the pressure of holding all the fruit. Af isha ruchav malah v'ktzar malah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made it wider on the bottom and narrower on top. Kedei l'kabel savlad, that she should be able to carry children. V'yiviyel el adam melamed shas HaKadosh Baruch Hu shivinus l'adam arishin. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was the one who brought Chava to. And did everything to prepare for the wedding. Mikan legodel shiyas shbunus lekotan, that a great person should do whatever is necessary to help the preparation for a wedding, and not take the position of alyeroloi. How am I supposed to be the one that's doing this? So I saw that the Sefer Megadim Chadashim quotes the Maril. He says that the Maril said that his entire panosa came from making shiduchim. And he says it's based on our Gemara. He says that we see the Eibishter kaviyochel. All he was busy with was preparing the wedding of this couple, Adam and Chava. That's what we should do as well, says the Maril. We should do as much as we can to help build Jewish homes. Mandam Apartziv, says the Gemara, according to Mandama, that there were two phases. Haimanai Sagaresha, which face went first? Omer of Nachba Yitzchak, Mistabra, the Zocha Sagaresha, the face of the Zocha went first. The Tanya, the Brisa teaches us, Loyholach Adam Acher Isha Bederach, a person shouldn't walk behind a woman on the road, Vafilu Hi Ishtai, even if it's his own wife, because people won't realize that it's a wife. Nizdamnaloi, Alagesher, you're walking on a bridge and it's very narrow. You salkenel tzadodim, walk that she should be your side and you should get ahead of her. The kol ha'ovah chori aisha benar, somebody who walks behind a woman by the river, ain lo chelik le'olam haba, won't have chelik le'olam haba because he's looking where he's not supposed to look. Tana rabbanim hamratz amos le'isha. Miyada liyada, miyada liyada. Somebody who's giving change to a woman from one hand to another, and he's doing so b'shvil shi'istakaba, that the purpose of doing it is so because he wants to look at her when he's not supposed to look at her. That means if you have an exact change and you're giving money to the woman is only so you could spend more time gazing at her, then such a person, a full of daimel Moshe Rabbeinu, even if he is as great as Moshe Rabbeinu, shekivo tarim ha'asinai, lo yinak medina shalahenem. V'olav ha'kaisav omar, yad liyad, if you give money from hand to hand, lo yinak medina shalahenem. And the Imre Emes explains, what's the Gemara teaching us? That sometimes you have a person who's very great. He thinks he's as great as Moshe Rabbeinu, but he's still a human being. And since he's still a human being, we have to be concerned. There's Rav Shlomo Zalman in the Shas HaTshuvas Mincha Shlomo Chelik Aleph Tzadik Aleph is a little more lenient b'zman hazeh. He says, in those days, women were typically in the home all the time. And since women were in the home all the time, you had to be very careful because you never saw women. In our world, it's not as strict. Amar Nachman, Menoich Amar Tzaya. Noach, the father of Shimshon, was Amor. Shnema, v'yokav v'yelch v'noach achar ishtay. Noach went after his wife. So I saw a beautiful vort from Rav Shach Satzal. Rav Shach explains this Gemara. He says that if we think about Menoach and his wife didn't have children. And the Malach comes and tells them, you're going to have children. And Menoach comes running to meet that Malach. So we maybe could excuse him in the excitement of the moment of this incredible news that Baruch Hashem, he's going to have children. Maybe in that excitement, he forgot himself. And that's why he went Acher Ishtai. Teaches us the Gemara. You're never allowed to lose yourself. The halacha remains the halacha under all circumstances. And if you're not allowed to go Acher Ishtai, then you're never allowed to go Acher Ishtai. Maskel of Nachman Yitzchak asks of Nachman Yitzchak, Elo Miato Gabi Alkano. Alkano was the father of Shmuel, a big tzaddik. And the pasuk says the Ksiv Yelech Alkano Achrei Yishtoi. So are we going to explain it the same way? Hachinami or Gabi Elisha the Ksiv the Yokem VeYelech Achrei Hachinami. That we're going to say they walk behind women that we just learned is so wrong. Elo, what does it mean? Achad Vereva Tzosa. It doesn't mean that they follow them physically. They follow their advice. So say the same thing by Menoyach. Hochinami, say Achad Vereva Tzosa, and it's not right to say that he was an Amoritz. Amrav Ashi, L'maid Amrav Nach Menoyach Amoritz Haya. According to the opinion that Menoyach was an Amoritz, Afilu Be Rav Nami Loikara. He didn't learn even simple Chumash. The Ksiv, the Pasuk says, V'tokim Rivka v'naraseho, V'tekavna al-gemalim, V'telachnu achrei ish, they went after ish, V'loi lefnei ish. So from here we see, you have to be very careful. Om Rabbi Yochanan achari, it's better to follow a lion, even though it's obviously dangerous, V'loi achrei ish, not a woman. Achrei isha, V'loi achrei avodas kechavim. But you have to be very careful not to get connected to avodah zarah in any way. Because you get connected to Avodah Zarah in any way, then it could keep on going worse and worse. Achur Avodas Kechavim, V'lo Achur Beis HaKnes B'Shoah Shemispalim. You shouldn't walk behind the shul when people are davening, because people are going to say that by you're not walking into shul when they're davening. And it looks like you're Kaifer B'Iker. Certainly, however, if you live in a community where there are other shuls, so if you walk by the shul, you're not necessarily going to be accused that you're not walking in because you don't want to daven, because you're just not walking in because you're going to another shul. It's not a problem. Says the Gemara of Amar Rabbi Yirmiyah ben Elozer, Kol Oysen Shonim Shai Adam Rishon Menidui. All the years the Adam Rishon was in Cherim after the 8th from the 8th Adas, Hoilad Ruchen V'Shidin V'Lilin. He created all sorts of Shadim. Shenem V'Yir Adam Shloishim U'ma Shona. Yoel bet Musa k'tzalmai. V'chlal, da'ad he'idna, lav k'v'atzma ilid. The first 130 years afterwards, he was not having relations with his wife and wasn't having children. Meisvei asked the Gemara, Hoy remeya oimer, Adam Arishan, chosu godl hoya. Adam Arishan was a chosid. Kivin shirosh, niknasa, Misa al yodai. He saw that because of him, Misa was brought to the world. What did he do? Yoshva Tainus Mei V'Shloshim Shana. He sat in a Tainus for 130 years. What is the significance of 130 years? Because 130 is the gematria of Ayin. Because Adam Arishan looked where he wasn't supposed to, explains the Ben Yoyada, that's why he felt that he has to sit in Tainus for 130 years. V'hel Azazah Tainim Absaroi. He made a belt out of fig leaves. Mei V'Shloshim Shana for 130. Pierce Bidishish Mayav Shlashim Shana, he didn't have relations with his wife for 130 years. Hell is Zarzatanim Absar Mayav Shlashim Shana, and he put on these fig leaves for 130 years. But the bottom line is he didn't have relations. So where did they come from? Answers the Gemara, Ki Kamrinon. These shade were created, Hu B'Shikha Zer de Chazalinze, when he had emissions that were out of his control. The emissions that he had, that came because they were out of his control, created all of these shadim. The children he didn't have because he didn't have relations with his wife. So I saw that the Rizal says that, here the Gemara says that Adam Marishan Chasal Gadol Hayah. But on the other hand, he did the Aver of the Eitz Hadas. So the Rizal says that the Aver, he only did the Aver B'Shoigig at the beginning. And that's why he could still be considered Chasal Gadol. But now, there's a famous Gemara. The Gemara is more than once in Shas. Tzadikim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu mevi tekol al yodam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu protects tzadikim. Particularly, says Tosfos, in Macholos Asuris, that they shouldn't eat food that they're not supposed to eat. So how did Adam Arishan eat the Eitz Hadas if he's a tzadik? Doesn't HaKadosh Baruch Hu protect the tzadikim that they shouldn't eat what they're not supposed to eat? So, I saw that the Ramah Shmuel explains that when does a Kadosh Baruch Hu protect the tzaddik that shouldn't eat what he's not supposed to eat? If the food is inherently not kosher. Here the food was kosher. The problem was he wasn't allowed to eat it at that time. And he says that Adam Arishan was created, as we learned earlier in this year, Friday afternoon. And if he would have, and this that Hashem told him not to eat from the Eitz Hadas was only effective for a couple of hours till Shabbos. Had he waited till Shabbos, he would have been able to eat the Eitz Hadas. That's why the food is not inherently usur, and that's why it's not a contradiction. Tein HaKadosh Baruch Hu mevi tekol al yodam. And says the Altaf and Kelim, that even though he was a chasa gadol, and even though we see that he did tshuva, still, the fact that he could come to do that Avera, and he brought down the world, he brought Misa to the world, for that he had to do Tshuva. And the Tshuva, actually I saw the Chidah explains, Al-Gemara says that he was 130 years doing all the different things that the Gemara suggests. Plus, we know that Adam Arishan, the Gemara says, was actually supposed to live for 1,000 years. But he gave 70 years of his life to Dovra Melech. So that's 130 plus 70. Tzadikim give away 20% of what they have to Hashem. So if you take the 130 plus 70 of David is 200. And that's why Dovra Melech was able to say, Shomro Nafshi ki chasrani. I am the completion of the chasid, of the years of chasid of Adam Arishan. Bam Rabbi Yirmiyahu ben Elazar. Mixa shvacha shel adam ayim b'fanav. Partial shvach we're allowed to say. Kuloi shloim b'fanav. But we want to say all of the person's positive attributes we shouldn't say in front of it. Where do we see this? It says, mixa shvacha b'fanav, d'ksiv, k'ayis charisa tzadik l'fanai b'dar hazeh. Kuloi shloim b'fanav, d'ksiv, noich is tzadik tamim hayim b'dar hazeh. So the partial pshat is, you shouldn't flatter a person too much. But I saw that the Seif in the Tzutzei Aaron says, Pshat in the Gemara, we know that the Gemara says, in Masech the Brochus, Daf Chof Tes Amen Aleph, Al Tamen Ba'atzmecha Ad Yoy Moischa. A person can't be sure where he'll end up until he leaves the world. Shere Yochen Koyen Godel, Shimesh Bekuna Gedoyle Shemoinim Shana. He was the Koyen Godel for 80 years. U'b'soif Nasit Stoiki. So that's what the Gemara says. Mitzah Shvach B'fonav. As long as a person is still alive, then you can't be sure. It's only mixa shvachai. After the person leaves the world, and then we see that he lived a life the way he was supposed to live, then we could say, yes, this person lived the life they're supposed to live. But why do we say the mitzvah shvachai? So the Reb Sacha Doif from Belz explains, because we want to encourage the person to do what's right. And the way we encourage the person to do what's right is by giving him some compliments. V'amar Yimei ben Elazar, Maidik Siv, we know that the Yoino came back and said, V'ine El Azayah Tarapafiyah. Om Yoino Fnei Kodesh Baruch Hu, Rebbeinu Shloilam, Yiyu Mezorai Merurim Kazayis, I'd rather have my food, my nourishment should be bitter like an olive, and I should get it from you. The ksiv, hocha, teref, the ksiv hosmat, refhena, lukam chuki. So, of course, the Kli Yochid says the Yoina didn't say anything. But we could understand from what he did, that that was what he meant to say. So, I saw that the Ormei explains. What he explains is, didn't Noach treat all of the animals and the birds in the teva wonderfully? So why was the Yoina upset? So he says, we say whenever we bench, when you're relying on other people, it's always a feeling that you're missing something, and therefore the Yoina said, I only want to rely on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I don't want to rely on anybody else. So by a person, the pasuk says, the Gemara uses the words Teluyin. And by the Shem it says Masurin. When you're relying on a person, it's always Teluyin. You're always not sure where you're going to end up. When you rely on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're Masurin. We know you're going to end up in the right place. Wherever you hear Divrei Torah at night, shuvan in achrav. That house won't be destroyed. And as the Sefer Ben Yoyada explains, the night is the time of shadim. The night is a time of danger. The best protection against shadim is learning Torah. And in fact, I saw that the Paiskim discuss, somebody is learning Torah at night in his home. And he's learning out loud, and it makes noise, and the neighbors are upset. And can they say to him, you shouldn't be learning at night? And the Shal Chuvas Mishnah Lochus, Chelik Yudal Sim Reish, based on Al Gemara, says that that's the Shmira. That's the best protection for the home, and he should not be stopped. Each human being just uses two letters of Hashem's name. Shnema, Kol and Shama Talu Ko, just Yud Kei Halu Ko. Vamar Yemi Ben Eloza, Neskal Bovel, when Bovel was cursed, Neskal Shkinel, even its neighbors got cursed along with it. Neskal Shomram, when Shomram and Eretz Yisrael was cursed, Nesbarchu Shkinel. Neskal Bovel, Neskal Shkinel, Dixiv, Esamti Lamarish Kipoid, Vagme Mayim. The area around it will turn into swamp. The skal shomrim barchushkan adiksev the samti shomrim liyeh asada the mitei karim, that the area around shomrim will still be a place that even if they're cursed, the area around them will still remain. Etzisro will always remain perfect and beautiful.